This is the news in brief from the United Nations. An antibody cocktail treatment for COVID-19 that neutralises the coronavirus has been approved for use by the UN Health Agency, it announced on Friday. New guidelines from the World Health Organization, WHO, specify the two types of patients who should receive the therapy Regeneron. The first are those infected with coronavirus who are at a high risk of hospitalization. The second are those who are already very sick in hospital and who have not mounted their own antibody defense. WHO's Dr. Janet Diaz described the development as a major breakthrough in the care of COVID-19 patients, which followed a major UK trial. She also expressed hope that negotiations with the manufacturer Roche would lead to the widespread availability of Regeneron.
It is true, right now there is limited availability and the cost is high for this monoclonal antibody cocktail. However, with this new recommendation, we know that the life-saving benefits and the benefits for patients with COVID-19 is significant and requires action.
Regeneron is only the third treatment to be approved by the WHO. In July, it backed the use of so-called receptor blockers in severely ill patients to stop their immune systems from overreacting to coronavirus. The blocking drugs work particularly well with corticosteroids, which WHO recommended in September 2020. To Belarus now, where the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday that she continues to be alarmed by persistent allegations of widespread and systematic torture of protesters. Severe restrictions on people's fundamental freedoms have also continued since the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko in August last year, Michelle Bachelet told the Human Rights Council in Geneva. She highlighted ongoing police raids against civil society groups and independent media, and the politically motivated arrests and criminal prosecutions of activists and journalists. More than 650 people are believed to be in prison because of their opinions, including the head of the well-known human rights group, Vyazna. The UN rights chief said that as of the 10th of August 2021, 27 journalists and media workers remain in detention. They include Raman Pratasevich, who was arrested in May after his flight from Greece to Lithuania was diverted to Belarus. An Afghan female politician who fled Kabul last month has insisted that the Taliban must allow women to play a meaningful part in Afghanistan's future. Speaking at an NGO event in Geneva, Zarifa Ghaffari said that poverty, violence and fear had increased in the country since the Taliban takeover on the 15th of August. She regretted that the de facto rulers had not appointed a single woman to their interim cabinet, but said that she remained determined to speak to the Taliban on behalf of all Afghan women.
I want to talk to them on behalf of all women of Afghanistan who have been already paid a big amount of prices for the war or maybe for the peace. So now they are just lost. We are not the women of 2001. We are not the women of 90s. If they really want to govern and lead in Afghanistan, they are not able to govern without 50% of Afghanistan, which are women.
Ms. Ghaffari said she was particularly concerned about the future of girls and women now that women are just forced to stay at home and girls are told not to go to school. Katie Dartford, UN News.